AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems, improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
Hello and welcome to AutoLine Daily. Sales of electric cars might be hurting because of what goes on in dealer showrooms, how headlamps can help reduce CO2 emissions, and why a lot of people will stop buying cars in the coming decade. But now let's get to the news. Bertone is one of the most storied names in automotive design, dating back to 1912. The company designed cars for many well-known automakers, such as Alfa Romeo and Volvo, and also some lesser-known ones, such as Isol Revolta. Two of the design house's best-known cars are the Lamborghini Miura and the Lancia Stratos Stradale. But we mention all this because Wards reports that Stile Bertone is now officially bankrupt. However, the rights to the Bertone name have been moved to another company called Bertone Design. So if you want to buy a terrific design house, you can probably buy it cheap, but you will not get the famous name to go along with it. Sales of plug-in hybrids and electric cars are slowly growing, but they still make up a tiny fraction of the overall market, and automakers are losing thousands of dollars on every one they sell. But what's causing the sluggish sales? Maybe it's the dealers. Consumer Reports sent 20 secret shoppers to 85 dealerships in four states. They asked salespeople about specific questions about EV ownership to gauge their knowledge. They found that many of the salespeople provided incorrect information about battery warranties, and others were not up to speed on charging needs and costs. The magazine also found that a salesperson was more likely to recommend buying a gasoline-powered car if they were not as knowledgeable about electrics. And overall, 35 of the 85 dealerships the magazine visited recommended a gasoline car over an electric. Automakers are working feverishly to reduce their CO2 emissions from their cars, and even headlamps can play a role. LED lamps use 5 times less energy than incandescent lamps. By using less electricity, that means there's less of a draw on the alternator in a car, and that translates into less fuel being used. The French supplier company Valeo says that using LED headlamps can cut 1 gram of CO2 per kilometer. With European regulations set at an average of 95 grams of CO2 per vehicle by 2021, every gram counts. And that's why we're going to see LED headlamps to become quite popular with European automakers. But there is a big difference how LEDs will be used in Europe versus the United States. These lamps are so bright they can blind oncoming drivers. So starting in 2016 in Europe, they're going to use what's called a dynamic shadow. Inside the headlamp assembly is a moving shutter that tracks oncoming cars and blocks the light that could blind those drivers. In fact, it will even block out light if it's following another car, because the bright LEDs can cause the leading car to cast a shadow in front of itself, making it hard for the driver to see. Valeo says the next generation of LED headlamps will create a dynamic shadow by shutting off individual LEDs and getting rid of the mechanical shutter. It's very impressive technology, but it is illegal in the U.S. market. That's because the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has yet to determine if this approach is safe. We say, don't hold your breath for a quick resolution. Back in the 1970s, it took NHTSA years of study to determine if it was safe for automakers to change from round headlamps to square ones. I'm sure we've all seen vehicles with those giant advertisement stickers all over them, but what if there was a way to promote something without having to use those stickers? Well, that's exactly what one French marketing company named Street Glory Mappers has done. Its solution is to mount a screen on the inside of a vehicle just behind the windshield, and rather than just one brand with a static image, the screen can display anyone's message with video. I guess I'm all right with this if people show cool videos. Put more ads? No, thank you. Not when I'm just walking down the street. Coming up next, we're going to take a look at the day when a lot of people are going to stop buying new cars.
Here's one of the great things about the all-around performance of our Jeweler tires. Excellent traction.
Do you need a ladder?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
At Bridgestone, our passion for performance knows no bounds.
All this talk about car sharing and mobility services has automakers wondering how this is going to impact them. And the impact could completely change the way that cars get bought and sold. No doubt you've heard about the car sharing service called Zipcar. And then there's Uber, the taxi on-demand company. And they're not the only ones. Zipcar became so popular, it was bought by Avis, the daily rental company. And then Hertz started its own on-demand service. And now a number of automakers are even experimenting with the concept. They're getting involved because they are worried. As car sharing and on-demand services spread in popularity, and this is a global phenomenon, by the way, many consumers could be persuaded to not buy or lease a car and simply pay for their mobility when they need it. The idea is this: why put thousands of dollars into a depreciating asset that you have to insure and pay for every month? And remember, for most people, this depreciating asset sits parked for 22 hours a day. The average motorist in the United States pays about $6,250 a year for each car that they own. That's a lot of money for the average household. For those who live in cities or for those who only need a car for a few days a week, car sharing could save them thousands of dollars a year. So far, the impact of these programs have been negligible, but in the coming decade, this could really start to change the retail and wholesale practices in the global automotive industry. Hey, one more note before we go here. Remember, we've got Mike O'Brien, the head of product planning for Hyundai Motor America, on Autoline After Hours this Thursday night. Here's your chance to learn where Hyundai sees the market going from a product standpoint. And that wraps up today's report. Thanks for tuning in.